today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Almighty. Dear brothers, dear sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salam and so welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Our topic for this episode is the secrets of Hajj. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Wa lillahi alhamd. Today, Wednesday, is the 6th of Zilhijjah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 15th of Tir, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 6th of July, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Holy Quran, chapter Al-Hajj, verse 27.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ.
And proclaim to the people the Hajj. They will come to you on foot and on every lean camel. They will come from every distant pass.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Those who come on foot are mentioned in the verse before those who come riding on beast, because their rank before Allah is higher, since they suffered the toleration of this voyage more than the latter. That is why a tradition narrated from the Prophet indicates that he who goes to Hajj on foot will get 700 rewards for each step he takes, while those who are mounted on animals will get 70 rewards.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لفنا ثوب الندم بالدمع كم فاض الحرم نشكو الخطايا واللمم. لا يشتكى إلا إليك.
لبيك واغفر للذنوب. لبيك ها إني أتوب. أصلحني من كل العيوب. وأغمر فؤادي بالطيوب. ليفوز بالعرض عليك.
لبيك يا رب الأمم قد لبيك.
As previous episodes, you know that we speak about the secrets of Hajj. Islam states specific dates, time, and place for offering Hajj. Failing to heed them renders them unacceptable by Allah. Ihram, or donning the pilgrim's robes, begins in a certain place. Tawaf, the ceremonial circumambulation of the Kaaba, is done in a specific place. Sa'y, that means walking seven times between the hills of Safa and Marwa, is done in a certain place. As place has its significance and lawful position in this worship, date and time also have importance and impact as a prominent factor that renders this worship correct. Therefore, the most important of the devotions connected to this great duty are offered at specific times. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. In this episode, we are going to be concerned with some secrets or some important aspects of the Hajj. Another point in this regard is that when people go on Hajj, on the way to Hajj, they think about Hajj, and on the way back, okay, they remember, I mean, they come to review the memories of Hajj, and it helps them, it encourages them to think about the duties, the religious duties. Now, we find that from this perspective, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never needs our performing Hajj. Rather, all these rites and rituals are meant in for us in order to excel, in order to make improvements in our religious life and also in our individual and social lives. I mean, both individually, morally, And at the same time, we find that both in our individual way of life as well as in our communal way of life, we are expected to be very much concerned with how to satisfy Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how to perform our religious duties as best as possible.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every part.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
In this part, in the footsteps of the father of the prophets, Abraham. The house of Allah became a symbol of faith, a place of worship and glorification of Allah, a place to which people journey, a place of sanctity and security to the guests of Allah. Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, was looking after the house. In it he was humbly worshiping and glorifying Allah and holding it in high esteem. He deeply felt the glory of this sublime symbol and waited for its great role in humanity's life. This stony house was Allah's. It was a simple, humble house floating on a sea of sand amidst waves of mountain and scattered hills. Surrounded by barrenness on every side, could anyone think that house set up in the middle of the desert, out of touch with the spring and people, could ever be so inhabited and highly glorified? Yes. Holy Quran, chapter 28, verse 68. Your Lord creates and chooses whatever He wills. The choice is not theirs. Glorified and exalted is Allah above what they associate with Him.
شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك.
This is today's special, and this is one lesson to take home from Hajj. Care for Allah's creation. Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 121. And when Ibrahim said, My Lord, make it a secure town and provide its people with fruits, such of them as believe in Allah and the Last Day. The Abrahamic prayer for the land of Mecca was twofold, for security and for the provision of fruits. The prayer was granted, and to this day the security of the Haram arena is preserved. Not a tree can be uprooted, nor an animal hunted within the sacred sanctuary. O you who believe, do not kill game while you are on pilgrimage. Holy Quran, chapter 5, verse 95. In fact, not even an insect found on the body can be killed. It is a shame to see the sanctity towards animals and plants afforded by Allah in His home, in contrast to the reckless attitude we often demonstrate in our homes, seen most aptly in our daily lives as wastages of food and resources.
One day, Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet, along with a man from Abd al-Dar, his name was Shaybah, they started arguing with one another. Al-Abbas told him, "Oh Shaybah, I am the highest in the eyes of Allah because I used to give water to the Hujjaj. We, Bani Hashim, we had that honor because the well of Zamzam for a long time was not disclosed. It was barren. Then Abdul Muttalib is the one who discovered it, the grandfather of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi. Then later on, Al-Abbas was the one who would take water from Zamzam and give it to the pilgrims. So Al-Abbas says, I have the greatest honor. I have served the Kaaba. I have served Masjid al-Haram. How? I used to give water to the pilgrims. Shaybah said, no, we have a greater status in the eyes of God, because we were the custodians of the Kaaba. We were in charge of the Kaaba and Masjid al-Haram. So they were fighting. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam passed by. This is mentioned in Sunni Hadith as well. He overheard them. He told them, what exactly are you arguing about? Al-Abbas says, I used to give water to the pilgrims. Shaybah said, but we were the custodians of the Kaaba. Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam says, I'll tell you, the one who has iman and fights in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has a greater status. Abbas, you and Shaybah became Muslim through my jihad, through my efforts. He said it and he left. Al-Abbas got upset. He went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He told him, Ya Rasulullah, Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam said something I don't like. He told him, what did he say? He said he basically hinted that he's better than me and Shaybah, because it's through his sacrifices that we became Muslim, and I don't like what he said. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, remember, when there is a dispute like that, he waits for Allah. Especially if something has to do with Ali ibn Abi Talib, he would not comment from himself. He would wait for revelation, because the Prophet knew whenever Ali is attacked, whenever somebody has a problem with Ali, Allah himself comes to the scenario. He knew that. Always, this was the tradition, my dear brothers and sisters. So the Prophet told him, wait, let me receive revelation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals this verse in the Holy Quran. أَجَعَلْتُمْ سِقَايَةَ الْحَاجِ وَعِمَارَةَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ كَمَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَجَاهَدَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ لَا يَسْتَوُونَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ. Jibra'il brought the answer. Jibra'il says, do you think that giving water to the pilgrims, or constructing the Kaaba, or being custodians of Masjid al-Haram is like the one who has real iman and who really believes in the Day of Judgment and who sacrificed and struggled in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? No, they are not equal in the eyes of Allah.
Brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic about this nice, precious journey that is Hajj. We leave you in Allah's protection and have a nice time. Fi amanillah.
Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. Labbaik la sharika laka labbaik. إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك حجا حقا
الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا